You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, the starting right guard for the New Orleans Saints, Cesar Ruiz. Cesar, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Cesar, tell everybody a little bit about the charity you involved with. Man, I remember as kids, man, the bicycle was a big thing. You know, you'd race bicycles and that sort of thing on the streets. Now they got all kind of new toys with the cell phone, so sometimes you don't see that nearly as much. But tell everybody how you got involved with this bicycle giveaway and how you got involved with this charity.
Yeah, so it was I was sitting at home and I was trying to think of a way to be creative. You know, I knew growing up I had a thousand backpacks, or we got a bunch of free backpacks as a kid. So how would that really affect me or impact me, you know, as a kid? I was trying to think of the most creative way I could, you know, just make something special for kids, you know, do something special for the young kids where I grew up. So I had this idea. I was like, hey, like a bike. You know, I remember growing up, there was times where my bike broke, or not everybody had a bike. And, you know, having a bike is the quickest way to get outside. And that's like, you know, get kids outside more, get them off those iPads, you know, it'd be great. So that was just my main thing. I just wanted to be really creative and figure out a unique way to give back. And that's what I ended up ultimately doing. And, man, it turned out great.
Tell everybody a little bit about if they want to get involved with you with this and kind of how it is on that giveaway for bikes.
Yeah, so for me, I was we just went and ordered a bunch of bikes. I had a great help setting up the entire thing from the people in my city, Camden. So I went and just got all the bikes and I'm not sure if I'm going to make this an annual thing. I do want to do this again, but maybe in New Orleans or different cities where I'm a part of that community. Just want to I do want to do something like this again. So I'm not sure what I'll do next year, but I'm going to try to just keep things fresh every year. Don't want to do the same thing every year. I might want to just try a different way to give back next year.
To see the kids' reaction when they get that new bike, that's got to mean everything to you.
Oh yeah, that was the most important part, man. It was just even the special part was not only just, you know, giving kids the bikes and, you know, just giving, you know, being able to give them the bikes in that moment. It was when I left my event and I was giving my girlfriend a tour of, you know, the city of where I grew up at, because she's never been there, and just driving through the streets and seeing a bunch of the kids on their bikes with my t-shirts on. I will say, an emotional moment for me, and it meant a lot just to just to see that, you know, just seeing the kids using the bikes that they just got already and wearing the t-shirts and just outside enjoying fun. So it was that was super special to me.
Well, it was a great idea because I do think that that is part of today. We need to get younger kids outside more from staying inside. And as you said, either cell phone or iPad, watching television, playing, watching videos or whatever. So I think that's a great idea, Caesar. How is it this year and at that right guard spot? You know who's to your left, okay? You know, and now you've got a new team up on that right tackle position with Trevor Penning. But, boy, you got a stud right next to you, to an Eric McCoy. You played that center position. You know how difficult it is to play at any level. I've always felt, other than quarterback, the center position was the hardest one to play. You've played that a lot, certainly in high school and into the college ranks and a little bit in the pros. But to play next to McCoy, but now you've got somebody else new next to you at that right tackle position with Taliese Fuago.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Me and Eric, we have like a telepathic connection. We don't even have to talk to each other on the field sometimes. We play against each other. We played next to each other so much, and me playing next to Tali is super. I'm super excited, and he's excited as well, man. It's we joked about it before sometimes. Like, man, I wonder what it'd be like to play next to each other sometimes. You know, we would joke around like that, and it's happening now, and it's just great, man. He's super talented young guy. He's dedicated. He's humble, and I'm just super excited to play next to him, as I am with Eric and the other guys on the O-line too. So I'm really excited for all the guys.
You went to Michigan. Jordan Poole was there, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Jordan Poole when he was in college.
Oh, that was my guy. You know how you go to school with somebody and it's like, oh, yeah, we went to the same school? No, that was my guy. You know, we were really good friends in college, you know, playing video games together. Like, we were good friends in college. So and we stayed in touch throughout throughout our professional careers. When he came down to play the Pelicans, he wore my jersey through the tunnel. So we have a good connection, a good friendship, and I'm just super excited to have him down there. Not only because he's such a great player, but he's also a really good friend of mine. So just really excited.
And the Saints using a first-round pick on Kelvin Banks, there's always pressure. You were a first-round pick also. There's always a little bit more pressure on you when you're a first-round pick. You just got to go out and do your job. But has there been any advice you've given, if it's been Kelvin, maybe what you spoke to Trevor Penning about maybe in the past? Because there is that adjustment, just like it is from high school to college, college to the pros. Because, you know, we get some people tell, oh, you can play football at any level if you can play it in high school. No, you can't. It's a different brand of football. People don't get that particular part. Have you given any advice to Kelvin Banks since he's been with the Saints?
Yeah, it's like you said, that's actually funny. Yeah, because if you can play high school football, it doesn't mean you can play in the pros. So that's funny. If he ever has a question or anything, I'll offer him every piece of advice I can give him because I was in his shoes. Same advice I offer Tally and Trevor because I've been in those shoes, you know. And I think the biggest thing, to let him know is, hey, man, go out there and play football. Go out there and play football. Just understand what you're doing. Don't overthink. That's the biggest piece of advice I can transfer over to him and, you know, communicate with him. It's like, hey, man, go play ball. You're a ball player. And that's why I tell all the guys, like, hey, man, you go play ball. The second you just tell yourself to go play ball, things get a lot easier and everything else, you know, will come with it. And I've been meaning to get back to him too, just to help the young guys get a routine because that's something they'll learn from the vets. So I really want them to hone in on different guys' routines and start to develop their own.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Have you changed your workout habits? Because everybody does a little tweak to it on how you handle the off season. If it's film work, if it's workout stuff, you've got a new offensive line coach, so there's some newness there with Kellen Moore and new staff. Have you changed your workout routine since coming into the league?
So when I first got drafted, my first offseason, I just wanted to stay in shape. I was just lifting weights, staying in shape. I trained hard, always worked super hard, so I was always in shape. But now that I'm older, I've learned the things I need to do. So even my diet has changed completely. I have that's probably the biggest thing I've locked in on that I've progressed on since my rookie year to now. You know, my diet is super specific and my diet is very, you know, tailored down to a T. And I work out about 2 times a day now, and I'm doing the things I need for my body, maintenance, those extra things. And I picked those things up from the guys I learned from, the guys that were doing it before me, the older guys. So I just took what they did and implemented it into my routine and kind of tweaked things a little bit. And now I kind of have my own flow going and things that are working for me.
You know, Caesar, you talked about Talia Seifuaga, Kelvin Banks, the last two first-round picks for the Saints roster, and now you have all this talent up front for this offensive line. And, you know, talking about building an offense from the ground up, being able to build up the trenches, that's what a lot of folks said with this Kelvin Banks selection a year after taking Talia Seifuaga. Like, how good can this front five really be?
Sky's the limit. You know, we're as good as we want to be, you know, as we want to be, you know, and we'll be as good as we work. So I'm excited for every single guy. There's so much talent across this entire offensive line. So we'll be as good as we tell ourselves we can be. And I do think the sky's the limit for this front too. And I'm just super, super excited for everybody.
One of the things when you have some young quarterbacks in a group here, somebody becomes the alpha, okay? And now both of them could be alpha dogs, but, you know, one's maybe a little bit more talented than the other. But a lot of times I've heard from veteran centers, man, a young quarterback sometimes, man, he's all nervous and he gets fidgety a little bit. And part of the, if it's a center or a guard, they try to calm him down a little bit in the huddle during the game. It's not so much in practice because that's sort of scheduled events. But and seeing Tyler Shuck and how he's come in, he has, to me, looked as though he's treated this almost like a veteran, been there, done that, even though he hasn't. Is that something from an outside standpoint that is true?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you this from being with these guys and the off-season training, OTAs and mini camp, all the guys are about their business. And especially Tyler coming in being, you know, a rookie, Seeing him, how he carries himself is impressive. He's about his business, and you know, I love seeing him work. I love seeing all those guys work. I love seeing Spencer, Jake. I love seeing all those guys work, man. They're all about their business, and you know, staying there, and they're when it's their time to roll, you know, they're taking the opportunity and running with it.
Caesar, your early impression of Kellen Moore in his first offseason as a head coach at the NFL level. I know that a lot of Saints fans are really, really excited for the new Kellen Moore era to begin. But just kind of your early impressions from him at, you know, OTAs and camp, ahead of training camp, which is going to start next week.
Yeah, been a big fan. Was a fan before we hired him. Just loved the type of offense he ran, and just loved the scheme. And now that, you know, you get to build a connection with him, you get to know him, he's a great, great person too. So that equals a great coach. And I'm just really excited and just so really happy to have him here. And I'm just excited to get things rolling with him.
Caesar, one of the things I had a friend of mine ask me this today when he heard you were going to be on. His comment was about, how did you celebrate Michigan's national championship in football? Man, Jim Harbaugh does it his way. Ain't nobody going to tell him any different. He want to run the ball, play great defense, but he want to be physical up front. He wants to move people up front. Okay, the quarterback's going to make a difference, yeah. But we're going to run the football. You stop it. I dare you to do it. We saw the Eagles sort of do the exact same thing last year. Now, if I had Saquon Barkley in that offensive line, I'd be doing that too. But this So watch Michigan. Your kind of comments of watching 2 years ago Michigan winning the national championship, the way Harbaugh did it was a little bit different than we've seen some of the other teams in college football, how they built. Now, Alabama and Georgia does it a lot, but he took that sort of brand and said, I'm going to show you I'm going to win that way at Michigan.
Yeah. It was like that when I was there. You know, when I was at Michigan, you know, you established that run game, and until you stop it, we're going to keep running the ball. And it was, I loved seeing it on full display too, because man, that team right there was special. I looked at that team, I was like, hey, can nobody beat these guys? Nobody can beat these guys. And they were so physical up front of the offensive line. They had those running backs, Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards. JJ McCarthy. I mean, those dudes are balling. Those dudes are balling, man. They had a bunch of great guys around them, and just a great, really just a super talented team, and they all came together, too. They all spent some time together. So, man, seeing them on full display, it was like they're like a video game team, honestly. But just the way they handled business and the way they ran the ball and the way it just demanded their respect that whole season, man, it was special.
Caesar, last question for you. A lot of people don't get the communication that happens up front along the offensive line, the center giving communication to the guards to the tackles, and how different that is because, man, you're catching blitzes now from a lot of different angles. The guy might not be in front of you. He might be coming from the safety position or linebacker. It's a little bit of a delay, and he comes in, and how technical that really is to make those calls up front and to communicate with your other five linemen, because five's got to work as one.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, though, because those decisions happen in split seconds. They happen so fast. And to be able to recognize, and that's where it comes into play, having a guy like Eric who's experienced so much and seen so much. And, you know, you got guys on the line that played a ton of snaps. Like me next to Eric, you know, we're able to see things and communicate it with the other guys, and they pick up off of how we communicate things. And it is all just, everybody just comes together as one. But when I tell you those things, it happens fast. It happens fast. Sometimes it happens where you just have to react and you can't say anything, you know, and it's fast. It's fast football. And, you know, you make decisions quick. And a lot of times it's all about studying too. So a lot of times you see things before it can happen too, you know, and you kind of can expect some things, but sometimes when you don't expect it, it's split second decisions, and you got to roll with it.
Caesar, thanks so much for joining us, but also want to thank you for what you do for your community growing up in Camden, and to give back. A lot of times we probably don't, from a media standpoint, give people enough credit for what they do outside of football. You know, because if something bad happens, you know what happens. Man, it's all over. Sports Center, it's all over here on WWL. Everybody talks about the bad things, but it's the good things that you don't have to do, but you choose to do it. And I really appreciate that from you.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Thanks so much. Cesar Ruiz, starting offensive right guard for the New Orleans Saints.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.